The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We're nearly there, folks. Just three sleeps until the grand final. The Demons and Doggies are putting the finishing touches on their preparation. Punters around Perth are buying snags for backyard barbies, and the hospitality industry is bracing for a footy extravaganza like nothing we've ever seen. Joining me now is a bloke who'll be at the epicentre of that extravaganza, owner of the Camfield, Tim McLernan. G'day, mate. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ben.
And now, we had you on a few weeks back when Perth was first awarded the GF, and I reckon it's fair to say you didn't want to get too excited because COVID had let you down in the past. How are you feeling now?
I'm still a bit nervous. I mean, it's one of those things where you're sort of, you know, maybe telling yourself it's not going to happen and then you're happy on Saturday morning. But, I think we're pretty close now. So, I've got that feeling now that it's going to happen in Perth and it's going to be a massive day on Saturday for everyone.
And so tell us about your preparations this week. Can you give us an idea of what sort of levels of beer and food you've brought in to keep the masses happy?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's obviously a lot happening on the Burswood precinct here this week with, obviously with the stadium having massive prep as well as us. But look, we've got about 40,000 litres of beer with about 800 kegs that have come in over the last few days. a lot of pubs around Perth, if they're selling a lot of beer, would do that in sort of 6 months or a year. So the one thing we are not going to run out of is beer on the weekend. but we've lifted our capacity as well to 3,500 people from 2,500. So we think we'll sell, 1,500 pizzas, 6,000 or 7,000 meals over the day. It's one of those days, I think, that'll be, really busy from 10 a.m. when we open the doors until 12 p.m. when we close the doors.
Holy cow, that's some numbers that are just staggering there. And so what is a day like this worth to your business? Can it make up for those previous lockdowns?
Not by a long shot, really. I mean, you can only do so much in one day. It's one of those great days for all pubs where you're busy every single hour. So, it always works out nicely with staff when every single staff member you've got is flat out and every hour that you're open, you're selling the maximum amount of products that you can. So yeah, look, it's a great day. It's not just going to be good for me. Our other venues are really busy with grand final functions, and speaking to other hospitality operators around the city, everyone's had lots of bookings and are looking forward to having a massive day as well. So look, it's certainly going to be a great day. It doesn't make up for what's happened over the last 18 months, but look, you take these days when you can get them. I know it's become a bit of a cliche to say, but compared to the rest of Australia at the moment, we've got to be pretty lucky. And I guess, I don't know, the Camfield's probably going to be one of the busiest bars in the world on Saturday, is it?
Yeah, I think, I think you actually could be dead right about that.
I can't think of anywhere else that would be a busier bar around the world than the Camfield. So yeah. That's a pretty good accolade to have, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Put that on the mantelpiece. And now, with all of those people, 3,500 punters, incredible, really. We know staffing has been an issue across the hospo industry, and just across the road from you at Optus Stadium, they were short hundreds of workers for the GF. Has that been a concern for you this week?
It has. It's been a problem probably for the last year or so. We will have 150 staff on Saturday, and we've thrown the net really nice and wide. So we've got lots of ex staff that have worked for us and gone on to do other jobs where they're coming back to do a single day. So we've been able to throw the net out. I think we've even got one of my partner, Tony Bahaja, who everyone probably knows from the footy days. He's coming in to do a bit of a glassy shift. he'll be running the glass washers on Saturday. So yeah, look, you just need to get as many people as you can in. It's definitely been difficult, but we'll have enough staff on Saturday.
All hands on deck, I think. You touched on it before, but yeah, the AHA does reckon that the grand final will be a boon for the hospo industry. What are you expecting to see at your other venues, the Stables and the new Elford in Mount Lawley? You say you've got plenty of bookings. Will be full houses there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think based on the bookings that have come in over the last week, I think I'd be very surprised if all bars around Perth, don't have a 50 to sort of 75% increase on Saturday. The market has been really good for the last, 6 to 12 months. So we're certainly not crying into our beer at the moment. Yes, it's been tough and it's a, it's a sort of stressful, it's a stressful existence sometimes. It's not just for hospitality, that's for lots of businesses. But we've had it pretty good for the last 12 months. And yeah, this day is a sort of once in a lifetime for us. We may never get it again. So I just think it's fantastic. It's sort of like that. It feels a bit like that Manchester United week a couple of years ago when the city was sort of buzzing to have such a big worldwide team in the city. I think there's a bit of that feel at the moment. And it's only going to lift in the next few days. There's, you know, there's the training session at Optus Stadium on Friday night and then the big day on Saturday. So, yeah, it's an exciting couple of days.
And so at what point on Saturday will you allow yourself to have a frothy yourself and just soak in the atmosphere?
Probably, I reckon, halftime. That's when I reckon halftime of the game would be when I sort of think, yep, this is... not much can go wrong from here. last words, I guess.
It'll only be half time for your night. There's still plenty of hours to go after that.
But the day's done. The day's done. You know, the majority of the day's done. Look, I'm just hoping to get through the next few days, and you know, I guess by Friday, 3 or 4 o'clock, if we don't see any announcements of press conferences from Premier McGowan, we should be all right.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be a pretty epic staffies session on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, and that's the thing, you know, there's a lot of prep that goes into these days. So, you know, we've just opened another venue and are working on another one in Carinup. So, like, yeah, absolutely. Our staff are sort of running at 100%. So, yes, there'll definitely be a couple of extra beers put onto the staffies tab on Saturday night.
Oh, it sounds great, mate. And we wish you all the best. It's going to be a massive, massive day on Saturday for the Camfield and the rest of WA. Owner of the 3 Pound Group, Tim McLernan, thanks for joining me on the West Live.
Thanks.